Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On this very sacred All Saints Sunday, the title of our message is Wrestling with God. Based on Genesis chapter 32, these verses. Now Jacob arose that same night, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when he saw that he had not prevailed against Jacob, he touched the socket of Jacob's thigh so that it was dislocated as Jacob wrestled with him. Then he said to Jacob, "Let me go." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." So he said to Jacob, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have wrestled with God. And you have prevailed." So Jacob named the place Peniel. For he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved." Again, our title, Wrestling with God. And I encourage you to follow the sermon outline handed to you in the handout this morning. When my son Christopher and daughter Abigail were very little, in fact, I can't help but remind you who are in Bible class, the story is, whenever a pastor has a new baby, he looks into the cradle and says, "Ah, my brand new little sermon illustration." When Christopher and Abigail were quite little, we used to love to wrestle. Sometimes we'd arm wrestle, like you saw in today's children's message. Sometimes we'd play wrestler, like the WWE World Wrestling Entertainment actors on the TV program. But anyway, we wrestled. The kids loved it. And so did I. As we wrestled, I would almost win. I would almost have them beaten. I would almost pin them. And somehow, they would have a miraculous comeback and defeat me at the last possible moment. In today's sermon text, we're going to learn from Genesis 32 that God wrestles with us to strengthen our faith muscles. When we have a problem we don't know how to solve, when we have a problem that's beyond our ability to solve, and we go to God for help, He may not answer us right away. He may let us wrestle with Him. He does that by letting us come to Him again and again in prayer. And as we wrestle with God, we may sometimes have doubts that He loves us. But don't believe those doubts. Recognize those doubts come from that liar, from that deceiver, from that snake in the grass, the devil. Instead, believe God's promise to hear your prayers and to answer Him, answer you, in this time of wrestling when He knows it's best. In your time of wrestling with God, remember, He's doing it to strengthen your muscles of faith. And at the end of the wrestling, there will be a blessing. You are His baptized son. Yes, you. You're His baptized daughter. I'm talking about you. You are His holy one. Your sins are forgiven. That makes you His saint. And today we're observing All Saints Sunday, the one Sunday in the church year when we especially remember that by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ, those who have already died in faith are at His side forever in heaven. Now, I've chosen this text from Genesis 32 about Jacob's wrestling match because it gives us a wonderful example of what a saint is And what a saint is not. By the way, that crying baby is a saint. Jacob tells us what a saint is and what a saint is not. As we'll see, Jacob was not some Superman. Jacob was not some miracle worker. He was not someone to be worshipped or to be prayed to. Jacob was an ordinary man like you and me. He had a family. He worked for a living. He fought with his brother. He was treated unfairly by his father-in-law. He had his moments of both deep faith and deep doubt. Sounds a lot like you and me. But Jacob also had faith that God is merciful and that God forgives sin. And God's mercy and God's forgiveness and Jacob's faith in God's mercy and forgiveness is what made Jacob a saint. We'll see in our text today that saints wrestle with God in times of weakness and need, and that in God's time, He blesses His wrestling saints. So, fellow saints, come with me on a journey. We're going to go see Jacob, and in his life, we'll see our own as saints of God who wrestle with him. Now, in my day, I've watched a few high school and college wrestling matches, and they're actually quite exciting. The match begins with two wrestlers standing and facing each other in a standing position. When the referee blows his whistle, the wrestlers maneuver to see who can get the first hold and take down their opponent. Now, we're not told who got the first hold in this wrestling match between God and Jacob. Perhaps it was God, because we're told that Jacob was alone one night, and suddenly a man who Jacob only discovers in the morning is God, wrestles with Jacob all night long. Now, how did Jacob get himself in this situation? Well, Jacob was on his way home. After 20 years of being away, Jacob had to run away from home because he had tricked his elderly father in giving him the birthright, the blessing, the inheritance. He had robbed his older brother Esau. And Esau was ready to kill him. Ah, a family squabble, a family fight, a family upset. Never happens in any of our families, does it? Well, when Jacob first left home, he went to the home of a man named Laban. And he worked for Laban for years and years, and he was cheated out of his proper pay, and Laban jerked him around for years, and Laban eventually became his father-in-law. Ah, trouble with the in-laws. Never happens in any of our homes, does it? But in this process, Jacob became a wealthy man. And he finally was convinced by God that it was time to go home where he belonged. So Jacob, with a large crowd that followed him, a crowd that included his family, his wife, his children, his servants, and all of his animals, made his way back home. Aha! But what about his older brother, Esau? Was Esau still angry? Jacob sent messengers ahead to greet Esau. And the messengers came back with Jacob saying, Esau's on his way and he's bringing with him an army of 400 men. Gulp. Jacob was terrified. So he divided up his herds into two groups, figuring if Esau takes one, he'll still have half of his possessions spared. And then Jacob sent a large gift of a number of animals to Esau, to maybe gain his favor. But Jacob still could not sleep that night. He was so upset and scared. He sent his family on ahead of him. Jacob camped out by himself, and he tried to get some sleep. Now, Jacob the trickster, Jacob the cheater, Jacob, the tainted saint, is in a bad situation he created for himself. Aha! Have you ever been in a bad situation? that you helped create yourself? Was God still with you in that situation? Was God still with Jacob? Keep tuned in and we'll see. Jacob must have been thinking thoughts like this. What a horrible situation. What can I do? Man, have I really got myself into it this time? Brother Esau is coming to get me. I deserve it. What if God has rejected me and going to give him the blessing and the inheritance in my place? Then, into the dark night, came a man who grabbed Jacob where he was camping and began to wrestle with him. And all night long they wrestled physically and mentally. Jacob was struggling just like we do with difficult decisions and a difficult unknown future. But Jacob's faith also joined in the struggle. It was a night of struggling prayer, of wrestling with God. God appeared first to Jacob as if he might be an enemy. It seemed as if at first God had forsaken Jacob. Jacob's faith was shaken. And Jacob struggled not to let the appearance of God as an enemy take away his hope in God. Because even as he wrestled, we can believe that Jacob held on to the word of promise that God had given to him before he began his journey home. God promised to Jacob, "I'll be with you. I will not forsake you." My friends, this is what we are to be doing as well. When it seems like God may be fighting against us, we're to cling to His word of promise. When we began our journey home in the waters of holy baptism, when He said to you, "I am your Father. You are my baptized daughter, my baptized son. I will be with you and help you in every time of trouble, even at the point of death." Well, finally for Jacob, the morning dawn was approaching. The man wrestling with him was not able to overpower Jacob. So with the fancy wrestler's move that probably Reuel knows quite well, the man put Jacob's thigh and hip out of joint. But Jacob, even though he was taken down, Jacob would not give in. Jacob would not let go. Note, Jacob was driven to his knees in the struggle, but he would not let go of God. In this desperate struggle of faith, Jacob does what ordinarily he was not able to do. He hangs on, even though at that moment it seems like God is angry with him and that Esau could be coming to kill him. You've probably heard in your life of people doing things ordinarily they wouldn't have the strength to do. Like a mother lifting up the front end of a car to save her child who was pinned underneath. Jacob holds on to God's promise. Jacob holds on to God. Not with the strength of his mental reason or his physical ability, but with his imperfect but clinging faith. Dear saints of God, there's hope for you. There's hope for me with our imperfect but clinging faith. Our faith that says, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." Jacob holds on. And just like it was my pleasure to let the kids beat me, I let them beat me. It was God's pleasure to end the wrestling match by letting Jacob win and by giving Jacob a blessing. He allows Jacob to win. What was for Jacob a terrible trial of faith was for God an opportunity to strengthen Jacob's faith muscles, to strengthen Jacob's faith. God appeared. He just appeared to be opposing Jacob. Instead, he was strengthening his faith. Take note. You may not get what you want when you think it's best for you. You may think God is even opposing you, but you just wait. When it's God's right time, He will give you the blessing He did for Jacob. Now, Jacob at last realizes the entire night long. He had not just been wrestling with some strange man. He'd been wrestling with God, because Genesis 32 verse 30 ends this way. Jacob says, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved. Jacob then gives a place to where this, gives a name to the place where this happened. By the way, did you catch Jacob's name change? God renamed Jacob. No longer you're to be called Jacob, you're to be named Israel. Israel means he who wrestles with God. And so Jacob said, well, turnabout's fair play. I'm going to give a name to this place, and I'm going to call it Peniel, which in Hebrew means the face of God. Because Jacob's saying, I've seen God's face, and yet I've been preserved. Jacob, in the darkness of the night and the weakness of his faith, first saw God as an angry judge, as his opponent. But now he sees God differently. Now he knows that God loves him, will be with him, will help him to go home, make peace with his brother Esau. God has brought Jacob through a wrestling match from doubt and unbelief to a clinging faith that will last. And the only way that was possible was through the time of wrestling. And so today, dear saints of God, Saint Ken, Saint Ben, Saint Carol, Saint Pearl, today, we're like Saint Jacob in so many ways, that God will wrestle with us and lead us from unbelief into deeper faith and give us a blessing. We have His word of promise that He's faithful, and He will give us finally what we really need in this life and the world to come. That promise of God, by the way, has been written in blood. God's word of promise is written in blood, in the blood of the Savior Jesus shed for you and, thank God, for me on Calvary's cross. The promise of God's faithful love is written always and only in the blood of the cross of Calvary. Upon that cross, we see somebody else was in a wrestling match, don't we? For there upon that cross, our Lord Jesus Christ wrestled with the powers of sin, wrestled with the powers of death, wrestled with the powers of the devil, and He rose from death in victory, and this victory He gives to us. Jesus' victory declares what St. Paul promises in Romans 8, where he says, if God is for us, who can be against us? When Martin Luther, and by the way, if you're following your outline, we've now rounded third and we're heading toward home. When Martin Luther wrote his commentary in the book of Genesis and explained the account of Jacob's wrestling match, here's what Luther said. Let me read it to you. When you think that God has rejected you, you should picture God embracing you and holding you on His lap. To be sure, it takes practice and patience to do this. When you're facing hard decisions and going through difficult times, my friends, wrestle with God. Continue the struggle. You can be sure of this: God has already surrendered Himself to you. He has bound Himself to His promise for Jesus' sake to hear your prayers. Jacob was an ordinary man, a tainted saint like the rest of us. As God was merciful to him, so He'll be merciful to us and will bring us through this life to life everlasting. Well, my friends, those years ago when I wrestled with Christopher and Abigail before they got too big for me, now they can both take me. When I wrestle with my little children, It may have seemed with them for a while that they were overpowered, that they would be defeated. But because they knew Daddy loved them, they also knew by the end of the wrestling match, they would be victorious. So, saints of God, bless it All Saints Day, and keep wrestling with your Heavenly Father. As Jacob discovered, when the wrestling is over, God has a great blessing waiting just for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.